Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It seems appropriate that this sweet little psalm should be accompanied by, quote, a stringed instrument, as the title of Psalm 61 suggests. Although the Selah in the middle marks a transition, it isn't a sharp one. The first four verses begin with, quote, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer," verse 1. The second four verses conclude with, quote, "So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows," verse 8. The saints can always rejoice when our hearts begin with prayer and transition to praise. You can see that verses 1 to 4 start with an appeal for God to hear David. The next section, verses 5 to 8, declares, quote, "You, O God, have heard my vows," verse 5. Some suggest that this psalm was written when the king was a long way from Jerusalem, with his court in exile at Mahanaim on the Jabbok River. Driven there by the insurrection of his son Absalom, he felt as if he had ended up at, quote, "the end of the earth." In addition, his heart felt, quote, "overwhelmed," verse 2. But he knew someone who, like a mighty headland, reached high above the storms. He needed help to get up there, but knew the Lord would lead him if he asked. David had experience with this and knew the Lord was a friend in need. He had discovered God as a shelter from storms, a tower of strength in battle, a tabernacle of holy communion, and a secret place of nearness under his wings. What does he offer us in this intimate relationship with him? A hearing ear, a rich inheritance, a full life, an eternal home in his presence, and all the provisions necessary to preserve us through life, verses 5 to 7. Such divine kindness should cause this double response, quote, "So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." Happy hearts and holy hands should go together.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.